Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you the real reason this wrestling legend wants to quit AEW.
William Regal is finished with AEW and finalizing his WWE deal. It's official.
Talk about how Triple H killed the 24/7 title.
And WWE scrapped this in-ring return on last week's SmackDown. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Yes, we are still talking about William Regal, and he forms our first two stories here. I'll let you cover the stuff with the move and all of the business stuff, but we've got a potential reason here, thinking about why might he want to go? Why might he want to leave AEW and go to WWE? You might think about things like, well, his son's there. You might think, well, Triple H
Johnny Dempsey at your service.
AKA will do. That doesn't work at all. You might think he's good mates for Triple H. You might think he never wanted to leave in the first place. You might think he was there for 20 years and he's got a lot of fun. There's a lot of friends. All valid reasons, but EC3, very good with narratives.
Right.
Very good with narratives,
yes,
as we understand. Reckons there is a little bit more to it.
Or at least with a rage room.
Imagine. this might have something to do with it. It isn't necessarily related to Regal leaving, but he was on the Wrestling Outlaws, which is a sports Kida show, recently, and EC3 said that when Regal went over to AEW, the word was that he said, "I immediately regret this decision. There is very much a maturity issue here with management." Shouts to Gav for making this wonderful background
Brilliant.
A while ago. Finally got a chance to use it. Tremendous. There you go. Look, okay, pinch of salt, right? Because it's a wrestler. It's someone who's completely not related to this situation whatsoever. I can't say I don't believe it. At least part of it, though, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's done a great stuff in AEW. Blackpool Combat Club has been great. I think he's no doubt been having a great time working with the lads he's been working with. But also, I think the moment things started changing with the higher-ups in WWE, I can understand that he maybe wanted to head back there. I immediately regret this decision. I've got William Regal's head on Anchorman's body, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know how much to trust this, because it is, you know, it's not him saying this on his Gentleman Villa podcast, one of the best podcasts out there that's not ours.
Never will either.
No,
he's
exactly.
He's a gentleman, as the title says.
It's one of those where I was like, I mean, it's not a proper source, is it? It's just EC3. But at the same time, you go, I think that might be spot on, to be honest.
Yeah, this is it. It's hard to tell because obviously we don't know these human beings personally. So I can't really sit here and go, yes, Tony Khan or EVP, name an EVP or whatever. That being said, right, company management, the previous WWE regime were a lot worse than immature, if that's the
Granted,
case.
Yeah.
Given the reason that Vince McMahon had to resign and all of that. So, yeah, wrestling's full of... There's no one normal in wrestling.
No one.
No one is normal.
Also, we'll talk more about Regal's deal in a second. I also love the fact that this sort of implies that he went over there and went, oh, what the fuck's going on here, Tony?
Kicking and footballs
he went,
in bins.
Do you know what I need to tell about this problem? Bloody EC3.
I need my narrative controlled. Get him on the phone. But to be fair, he's controlled the narrative of this video.
So he has indeed. Let's continue, though, talking about Regal. Why break the habit of a lifetime right now? Because more reports coming out from the likes of Fightful Select and PW Insider. Yes, you know, we've talked previously about the fact that the MJF angle was used to effectively write him off TV. and an AEW source said that Regal was done and set to leave the company. There have been several rumours, Fightful indicated, about how long Regal's deal actually ran, with AEW sources all assuming that he's actually leaving. WWE sources thinking, yep, he's coming all the way back. And Fightful added that Regal is reportedly finalising a new deal with WWE. Many expect him to have a similar role that he had before in NXT. PW Insider echo those reports. And he's expected to return to WWE in the new year in a backstage role. So yes, don't expect him to show up before Christmas. But then again, that's not really a surprise.
So there's all kinds of stuff floating around about this, isn't there? There was the report last week, I think it was Brian Alvarez, stating that Regal had a clause in his AEW contract where it was like, if Triple H comes back, I want to go back.
Me and Bill joked about that when we had the leaving, and it was like, oh no, that's the case.
Yeah. That might actually be a thing. Then there's the 3-year thing, there's the 1-year thing, there's the maturity of management thing.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things with this. I think at the core of this, right, I just think it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
William Regal didn't want to leave WWE. William Regal's heart is with WWE. William Regal was with WWE for 20 years plus. He's got lots of mates there. He's close working relationship with Triple H. His son's there. It's the right, nice thing to do. Tony Khan obviously respects him a fair bit.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe they'll make the compromise of, well, you can go there, but for the remaining terms of your AEW deal, you can't be on camera. Maybe it's just backstage for a couple of years. Maybe they'll come to some kind of deal like that, and you can unpack that whatever you want. But the nice, benevolent thing to do is for Tony Khan to just go, I like you. You do good stuff here, but it's what you want, so fair play. Freedom for the workers.
Yes, indeed. And I'm sure that he's not going to regret his time in AEW. Like I say, he's had a wonderful time by the looks of things.
It's been a fun run.
When I got to chat to him, he was saying how much he was just enjoying, like you say, hanging out before the show and imparting his vast knowledge on some of the amazing talents they've got in AEW. And forming a stable with the likes of Moxley, Brian Danielson, Claudio, and of course, elevating someone like Wheeler, I think he should be very proud of what he's done in AEW.
Yeah,
as well.
It's been a fun, yearish long run.
Yeah.
Good for him. I've always enjoyed William Regal and his work, and I hope for nothing but the best for him.
Yes. Imagine if they said, we will let you go, and you can go back to WWE, and you can be on camera tomorrow. You could just never be on camera again saying the word War Games.
Ooh.
Tony, how could you?
Sign an NDA on the word. That's not the word, is it? What's the word that would prevent? Like a restrictive...
Yeah, a gagging
or
order. You can't
gagging
say the word
order,
War or
it.
Games on screen ever again.
You can say Games War.
That's my thing.
Do you want to know how Triple H killed the 24/7 title?
I do, because it was so prestigious after the first person who won it. Who was that again?
You're going to have to remind me, brother.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah! Titus Worldwide, baby.
Do the Dave Meltzer. He goes, arr, arr, arr.
I like the fact that clip resurfaced recently of him just, arr, 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 when Seth Rollins has got the world title. J&J, like, what the bloody hell's going on?
Sensational. So I missed J&J. They were good
stooges.
Yeah,
good stuff. Good value.
Good stooges. They just stopped talking about it.
So, smart.
Obviously, Nikki Cross won the belt and put it in the bin the other week.
But it did in the bin, yeah.
Yeah, missed, kind of, unfortunately. She takes some tips from this office when it comes to throwing things in the bin, let me tell you.
Ew.
Kicking things in the bin as well. But this is a Fightful Select report. Basically, the title just stopped talking about it. It was never mentioned in a creative sense, but there were some fun moments at live events and house shows and stuff, just not on television. The future of the title was up in the air for a while, and it wasn't something that Triple H ever talked about, apparently. It's gone, it seems. Everyone in that division has been kind of just dispersed and rebranded. Like, Akira Tozawa is no longer a ninja. I don't know why that took 3 years, but it did. Reggie is scripts now. Okay.
Spectacular.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. But it sounds like the Triple H got the job, just went, I'm just not going to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Would you acknowledge it?
I acknowledge you, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'd say to the 24/7 championship.
If it was sitting right there, would you?
Absolutely,
you'd be the ones.
I mean, I'm not exactly surprised by it. I mean, it already sucked, and then Triple H, not exactly a known guy for wacky furs.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed parts of it. I got to say, people just say, it was all rubbish. It wasn't all rubbish, was it? Like, the stuff with Jinder and R-Truth, Drake Maverick in particular, it was a fun little, 2-minute sketch that you get on Monday Night Raw. It did piss me off when you're having a serious wrestling match and then they'd be like, whoa, look at all the guys that slide through the ring and 6 people would win the title and they piss off and you'd be like, right, cool, back to the wrestling then, I suppose. And yeah, by the end, it was just utter. The bit where they like flirted with Becky Lynch fighting for it, I was like,
oh, yeah,
that needs to be killed right now.
Cook it, stick a fork.
It was awful from the moment he was revealed in terms of looks, but there was something there initially, but I'm glad it's gone.
Mick Foley looked embarrassed unveiling it, didn't he?
Yeah, why do they do that? They're giving them a bloody jam belt. They gave him this. Why don't they give him a good title to reveal if they do decide, right, one big title, let's have, it'll probably be the Fiend belt again.
Bring him home.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, let's talk a little bit about an in-ring debut that was scrapped for this week's SmackDown. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just a Well, it was Scarlett. Scarlett is who it was going to be. Fightful Select, right, had reported that Scarlett had been sort of planned to be involved in some stuff on SmackDown, and the dark taping afterwards, a dark match on the 2nd of December. It was going to be her, Karrion Kross, and Damian Priest against Braun Strowman, Matt Riddle, and Liv Morgan. The match still went ahead, I believe, but with no Scarlett in it.
I don't know.
I saw something about that on Twitter, and my brain is fuzzy, but I do remember something. Anyway, that was attributed to an internal error. I like this. It was either that or a cancelled pitch. One source said, Scarlett being in a match would be a surprise to her. Scarlett, where's your gear? Huh? You're on. What are you doing?
Yeah, why didn't you bring your gear? You haven't wrestled in like 6 months, but...
Yeah, she was never informed that she would be stepping in between the ropes. Plans were put together well before Friday, but yes, I think probably it was more of a clerical error from the sounds of this because I sensed turning around someone 10 minutes beforehand going, cool, so we're going to wrap the show up. Send all the you know, fans who are watching at home happy. And then, yeah, you go out there and work, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes with Liv. Huh?
Yeah, it'd be the equivalent of you coming into work and going, hey, man, can you do this Pokemon video? Like, it would just be funny. I wonder if they maybe did it as a rib. Like, just go,
maybe.
Yeah, you're working tonight. Only joking. Yeah, weird thing this, I guess. Yeah, did you see recently Scarlett debuted for MLW?
What?
Yeah, so MLW, I think they taped like 5 months in advance, so they taped a match with her back in June, and it aired like a couple of weeks ago. It was like, Scarlett Bordeaux debuts! And it was like, she's been signed to WWE for 4 months, what the hell is this?
They do that with, who's that, was it Bobby? Bobby Roode, maybe?
I'm not sure.
When he was in WWE, they would only just cut up to him being like Impact World Champion or something.
Maybe? Like,
well, is he going to retain the title of the pay-per-view? Like, probably not, because...
It was so funny. They aired it and I watched the clip and I was like, oh, I am sure looking forward to seeing more from Scarlett in MLW. Shouts to MLW. It's a good little product, but it's funny how like things can be like 5 months behind.
It's weird airing. All that. I don't know. I'm intrigued to see what she looked like in the ring. Obviously, it looks like her and Karrion Kross are going to make Rey Mysterio's year even worse.
Poor Rey.
He's having a rough old 2022.
Rough time of it, man. Sucks.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say something.
I was casting a spell.
Best question today stuff, comes from Jake, who says, if the Elite win the Trios Championships, and I will say there is a pasty bet in the What Culture office around who wins those, would you have Adam Cole, baby, and Cool Kyle O'Reilly return when ready, with a third person, Bobby Fish, to challenge for the titles, or just move Cole and O'Reilly away from any Elite storylines? Honestly, I saw Adam Cole yesterday literally just post a YouTube video of his theme, and I thought, It's happening.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm keen to see Cole back, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Concussions are very variable, so we...
Yeah, when he's ready, like we always say.
Of course. There's some interesting things you can do. You can absolutely do Fish... No. You can absolutely do Cole.
Folks, where's the lie?
O'Reilly and George Hackenfish, if you
want to. Oh, yeah.
That's because he's been wrestling since the 1910s. Yeah. Get it? You could do that, I guess, but Bobby Fish's post-AEW run has just been pissing off. So he went after CM Punk, obviously, quite transparently.
Yeah, let's do a timeline. Go on.
So when he was still in AEW, what was it? He tweeted something along the lines of, yeah, if there was a real fight, I would have beaten him. Like, oh, maybe you would have. We've seen CM Punk in the UFC. He leaves AEW. He starts doing these interviews. He goes over to Impact and goes, well, is it hot in here, or is that just all the heat that's on me lately? A couple of weeks later, he drops the immortal line.
Folks, where's the lie?
And then last week, he was subtweeting Roman Reigns for some reason.
Oh, yeah, he said the bloodline copied Undisputed Era, didn't he? Yeah.
So he's gone.
Did he also have a fight where he pretended to suplex? Have like a boxing match?
Yeah.
He had
a boxing match as well in this interim.
Was that the Deji Mayweather card, or have I just
it was.
Them all in my
so
mind?
He's probably going to take aim at Mayweather now. He's
cool.
I tell you what, when Bobby Fish aims for someone, he aims high. CM Punk, yes. Roman Reigns, he's going to go for The Rock next. Who's the UFC heavyweight champion at the moment?
Is it Ngannou still? Francis Ngannou?
I have no idea, but whoever that is, he's going to go for them next. Stipe Miocic? No,
Ngannou sent him to the shadow realm, unfortunately. Took his head off.
But yeah, Adam Cole in the Kingdom is my answer.
Ooh!
Boom.
And cool Kyle O'Reilly just being cool.
He's like goosed, isn't he? He's got a bad injury.
So great. There's a thing. Do you see the clip on the round doing the rounds of just him being mint at bumping over the weekend? I mean, Kyle O'Reilly is good at bumping.
His little cells and stuff.
Oh, there's a bit. I think
so
he was fighting AOP and he like got on the apron and went, nope, my body can't do this. it's going to be House of Black next. Just spoilers, everyone.
That'd be so awesome, though.
It was so weird. I was watching Rampage and it's like, towards the end. It's just another big fight, is there? Oh, cool. House of Black's here to kill everyone. That makes sense. Me home happy.
Kill them all, man. Love House of Black.
Mimi Burris gives us our second question of the day. Mimi writes, morning, guys. Would you rather have Sunday dinner with the Young Bucks, go out for a night out on the town in Long Island with MJF, or pray with /to Miro?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm not going out with MJF. It sounds too... Like, I'm scruffy.
I'll take that one.
Yeah.
I'll dive on that grenade for you.
Cost a lot of money. I don't really like big nights out that much. I'm old, I'm tired, and I work with effing children.
Folks, where's the lie?
You're the Bobby Fish in this story. jokes aside, I'd go for a Sunday roast with the Young Bucks. It could be a good, wholesome time.
Oof. I mean... I always pray to Mira. I pray mainly to see Mira back in wrestling. Really.
Yeah, what is going on there?
But, yeah, night out with MJF every day of the week, baby.
Sounds like hell, man.
Even though, yeah, I would be going, now at my age, I'd be like, oh, Max, should we wrap it up? It's getting like 10:30 now.
Yeah, man.
What stuff to do tomorrow.
What wrestler do you think would be the best night out? And what do you think would be the worst?
Best night out?
I think R-Truth would be fun. He's always getting into some capers, some rascal behaviour.
Worst night out would be Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. Cause
he'd get drunk and he'd be like, you know, I need to tell you. You know, like people talk a load of bollocks anyway when they're pissed. He does it when he's sober, so.
You know how at the end of the night, sometimes the bars close or wherever you go to the casino because it's open all night? He'd take you to Da Swamp. And that wouldn't be fun.
I tell you what, it would be super to surprise some people. The person I wouldn't like to go on a night out with, Tony D'Angelo from NXT.
No.
You're just going to get into some trouble there.
Waste management.
You know, you're dumping a body in marshes by the end of the night and really regretting your decisions. Titus, I want to go out and drink with Titus.
Yeah, he's a nice man.
A lovely bloke he is.
Nice man.
WWE just
the Good Brothers. Oh my God.
I mean, it'd be good, and then you'd never be able to drink again. You know, like some drinks you can't go back to. Yeah. You're like, oh, I can't drink cider because I drank it in university. Everything. With them.
That's it. Super.
Final question today, and I'm glad you asked this, Brian. Brian George, great Twitter handle, by the way, at Halifax Ninja. Well played, right. Brian. Right, hello, gents. Do you think it's weird that Mordecai / Kevin Thorne was one of the lumberjacks on Rampage and the commentators made no reference to it? Maybe they did and I missed it. I will say this, Brian, I'll swear, it might have been picture-in-picture that JR just went, was that Kevin Thorne? And I was like, rewind. So you got all the wacky stuff on. If you didn't see it, it was QT Marshall challenging Orange Cassidy for the All Atlantic Championship. And it was a lumberjack match. So there was the factory out there was the best friends, and then there was just people. Ethan Page, Matt Hardy, Private Party, all that bollocks, right? And then you're looking and you're like, that guy looks familiar. It was Mordecai, wasn't it?
It was Kevin Ford, just hanging out. It's weird, isn't it? Did he do a dark elevation match or something? I don't know. What's occurring there? What is it? I like it when they use random, like, WWE old, yeah. like, 20 years ago. Like, Colin Delaney's wrestled for AEW.
Yeah.
Crowbar from WCW. He had a dark
Glacier
match.
Glacier obviously did Glacier, it years ago, yeah.
God, who else could you throw in there, man? Gangrel's been on, obviously, in little appearances.
Yeah, they were going to do more with him, weren't they, before the... Edge. Yeah, Edge bloody ruined it.
Come on, Edge, you selfish man. Of course not. But who else could we get in there, man? What kind of mid-carders? What's Jackson Andrews up to these days? What's the Welsh guy who was like massive Batista?
Mason Ryan.
Yeah, get him on.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Randomly, I was looking up the other day. I think he's in Cirque du Soleil, so.
Oh, fair play. He's probably a good base, like, catching all the flying guys. Awesome.
I'm going to ask Sidge about this whole Mordecai thing on the Rampage review, though, later. I'm going to write Mordecai's All Elite.
Get him involved. Why not?
Right, let's move on to today's and finally. Andy Murray, what is your favourite joke in The Office about Michael Hamflett? How old he is?
He's old.
He's ancient.
He's really old. He's like Bobby Fish.
James has been in touch at Jamstera on Twitter, who sent us this photo from Raw in May 1998. Have you seen this?
No, I don't think so.
Undertaker's in the ring, and the crowd, there's a lot of them doing the Nation of Domination salute. And I'm going to zoom in here on this little guy wearing the NWO shirt. You tell me that is not Michael Hamflett. May of 1998.
Hold on. And who's that behind him there with the glasses? It's Michael Sidgwick.
Sidgwick Hamflett, time travelling back to Raw in May of 1998 to do a Nation of Domination salute to The Undertaker. What a spot that is by James.
And they both love The Undertaker as well.
Indeed.
Famously.
And who do they love more than The Undertaker? That's right, Kane.
Papa H.
Let us know your thoughts on that. And all today's...
What do you call Michael Hamflett when he's getting fired up for Papa H?
Go on.
Gone for Hurst Helmsley. There you go. Yep.
Let's see your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling.
Free.
Wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to review SmackDown, we're going to review Rampage, and we're going to look ahead to Monday Night Raw a little bit later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all the good stuff at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Zelda.
It also stands for home, because that's where football's coming.
In your dreams.
Yeah, we're going to get knocked out by France, aren't we?
Giroud's going to pump you.
Yeah, and what I happily take that from that handsome man.
Record goal scorer.
What a guy. And Mbappe looks quite good, doesn't he?
Mbappe.
For the future.
No, he's in the mud. I heard he was finished, actually.
No, that's P&L Pessy you're thinking
of. Oh, Pevin De Poyna. Pomelu.
Bukaku.
You missed a lot of sitters the other day. Silly.
Very bad.
Silly man.
Add a Wilbur for
me. Come on, Japan.
Twitter.
Let's go.
Yes, come on, Japan.
Let's
at
do
What
it.
Culture WWE Woo! For all of us. Hey, Sandy Moore. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.